As funding for the Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program, ICIPE, sidewalk program nears its end in North Bay, the yield from 4 years of construction is kilometers of sidewalks and infrastructure improving pedestrian safety and transit accessibility. See related. A kilometer of new sidewalks for this West Ferris neighborhood. A few major projects remain with two construction seasons to go in the multi-year first phase of the $10 million program, funded by contributions from the federal, provincial, and municipal levels of government. It began in 2021 and will run through 2026 to benefit the neighborhoods that do not have existing sidewalks available to offer safe and reliable travel for pedestrians to and from existing transit stops, according to the City of North Bay. See also Birchhaven sidewalk work on schedule. One project recently approved by North Bay City Council involves the construction of sidewalks and stormwater improvements on Commerce Crescent and Wallace Road. Council awarded a $3.22 million contract to 2,618,018 Ontario Inc. Co., AD Rock Paving for the work to be completed this year. The city received 7 bids. According to the Associated Staff report, the bid from 2,618,018 Ontario Inc. Co., AD Rock Paving was the lowest compliant bid and provides the best overall value to the city. Their bid is considered fair and reasonable. Another outstanding project, Seymour Street from Station Road to Commerce Crescent, was pushed to 2026 as part of the major reconstruction of that Seymour Street corridor. And sidewalks will be added to the portion of Premier Road between Fowler Street and Champlain Park as part of a major resurfacing project. Major ICIPE sidewalk program projects completed 2021-24. Airport Road from the Kinsman Trail access near the Devetti Club to Algonquin Avenue. Lakeside Drive from Trout Lake Road to Sage Road. Lakeside Drive from Sage Road to Camelot Drive. LeVays Road from Hughes Road to Wickstead Avenue. Norman from Rancier Street to Delandrea Drive. Georgian Road from Gertrude Street East to Prince Edward Drive. Prince Edward Drive from Georgian Road to Marshall Avenue East. Upon successfully obtaining the ICIPE funding in 2021, the city launched the program that summer to provide for the construction of sidewalks on one side of the road in various locations that currently have transit routes. The program also included the installation of storm sewers, curb and gutter, restoration, and partial asphalt paving, including granular road base. The ICIPE Trilateral Initiative funds improvements to public transit, community, culture, and recreation, green, and rural and northern community infrastructure. A project involving sidewalk infrastructure but not funded by the ICIPE sidewalk program is the ongoing McEwen Reconstruction Project, in which pedestrians and cyclists will be accommodated via a 1.5 meters wide sidewalk on the north side of the road, and a 3 meter wide multi-use path on the south side of the road, separated from the roadway by a barrier curb and gutter. Due to property and utility constraints, the new multi-use path is recommended to remain on the south side of the roadway. Concerns about crossing 4 lanes of traffic to access transit, businesses, and one kid's place on the south side of McEwen will be alleviated by new traffic lights at McNamara. The signalized intersection is meant to improve the crossing ability of pedestrians and cyclists between the north and south sides of the roadway. In 2023, the McEwen work was approved for separate funding through the Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program, ICIPE, Rural and Northern Stream. Under this program, 83.33% of eligible costs will be funded by the provincial and federal governments up to a combined maximum contribution of $4.166 million.